How can I change the status quo? This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. How can I change the status quo? Now, the status quo is quite a simple thing. It's just what is, is. It's how things are. And oftentimes we look at the world and we see how things are and we say, my, sure would like to bring about a little bit of a change here, a little change there. Well, we never can change the status quo. The status quo is the way things are. What we do, and what we can do, and what we do, is to put a cause in motion for whatever is the desire of our heart. Now, I see the family is not very good about keeping the house in order. And the status quo seems to be that the house is very disorderly and the family just doesn't have much care for it. And I think to myself, and now I can rant and rave and holler about this, and how much good will it do? And then I think to myself, okay, what am I? Me, what am I? Do you ever ask that of yourself? What am I? What am I? What am I? Well, I have chosen to be a role model in my family. A role model in your family? What does a role model mean? Does it mean that you do everything that everybody else does? Maybe. More, it means I set the course for the things that please me. If I see the living room out of order, I just go about straightening it out and putting it in order. If I see the floor needing vacuuming, I bring out the vacuum and vacuum it, and then roll up the cord on the vacuum cleaner again, put the vacuum cleaner away, and don't say anything to anybody about it, but I live in a lovely, clean living room. And so I sit in my chair in the living room, and I read my book or paper, or I listen to music, or do my meditations, or whatever. And I have an orderly living room around me. Everywhere I look, everything is in its place, and harmoniously so. Well, the children come into the house, and they begin to throw things around. They begin living in the house by dropping things here and there and putting things here and there where they're sitting or playing or doing things. And I'm sitting in my chair and I watch the living room turn into a scatter bin, and I think to myself, my goodness sakes. And so, as soon as the family leave the room, one for this reason, another for that, I get up and pick up all the things that have been strewn about, straighten them up, put them in their right place, and then I go back and sit in my chair, and I'm not doing this for them, I'm doing this for me. I choose to live in an orderly environment. I choose to live in an orderly universe. And so I do this. And then after a while, now this is not the reason that I do it, but after a while, the family begins to notice that the living room is always straightened up after they leave. They come back into the living room and it's all in order. And they had left things here, they had left things there, they had strewn things around, and they had left their clothing or shoes or what have you here or there. And when they come back, it's all in order. Hey, Dad, where'd my shoes go? Hey, Dad, where'd my book go? Hey, Dad, oh, your book is in the bookcase. Your shoes, they're in your bedroom closet on the floor. And your hat, that crazy hat that you have, it's in the closet, in the front hall closet. So you can pick it up when you're ready to go out. Oh, thanks, Dad. That's neat of you. And so, no chastisement, no criticism, no statement that you've been a bad person for not putting your things away, but just an orderly awareness. It doesn't take long for a role model who has the right attitude of mind in being a role model to achieve the results that they want. It doesn't take long for a role model to have a family that follows the role that the role model is establishing. Just to holler and shout and stamp your feet and be upset with everything because it's out of order accomplishes nothing. You can tell the family a million times to put things away, to be courteous, to be, but when they see you as a role model, you putting things away, you being orderly, and saying nothing about it, not wanting credit for it, but just putting it away, they get the idea that it's the proper thing to do. Hey, Dad, where's my book? It's in the bookcase. Hey, Mom, what happened to that magazine I was reading? Oh, it's on the magazine rack there. It's on the table. It's sitting there. Oh, but I was reading it. Well, we don't leave things all over as far as I'm concerned, because I would like to know where to find things. Oh, okay. Well, all right. And then time goes by. Not too long a time either. You have to do this thing with a loving heart. You do it for yourself, not to train them in doing anything, but the role model is a role model first for themselves. And the alpha dog comes in and is in charge. And the alpha dog doesn't go around telling everybody what to do. The alpha dog illustrates what to do by how it acts. And everyone is expected to act accordingly. And when they don't act accordingly, the alpha dog gives them a little nip and reminds them that the alpha dog is in charge and that they're supposed to follow suit. And shortly they do. Now, the dad doesn't have to give a spank to the kid who's putting things out of order, or to Mom or himself or anything. He just puts it in order. We are a little beyond the dog level. We're on the level of thinking, not just making demands and making sure they're done. Every time we spank our child, we're like nipping our little dog. And that's not bad, but we don't want to treat our family and our people in our world like animals, where we have to enforce our requirement of obedience. We just are the most beautiful example. Hey, whenever I go in their house, they take off their shoes and leave them outside. Hey, whenever I go into their house, I slap my clothes and knock the dust off my clothes before I go in, because they have such a very beautiful house. You know, before I go into their house, I stomp my feet. Before I go into their house, I make sure that I do everything harmonious. I know that that's her special chair, her beautiful chair that she's so proud of. It's a beautiful antique, it's a beautiful, and it's comfortable too, but nobody sits there because it is a special chair that she loves to keep clean and loves to keep beautiful. And so I don't touch it. I know that. Now, whether she's right or wrong in doing that, whether that's the proper thing to do to keep a piece of furniture you can't use in your living room or your house, that's not the question. The question is, I respect her. I respect me first. And I respect her. And so, wherever I go, I am always a respectful person of myself. I do everything in a mannerly way. I do everything in a beautiful, caring way. And as I do this, all of the children in my world do likewise. And as I do this, all of the people that come into my world do likewise. The other day, as I entered the monastery, I had two guests with me, and I took off my shoes, and they said, "Oh, do you take off your shoes here?" And I said, "You may do that, you don't have to." And, "Oh, well, we'll take off our shoes." And immediately they took off their shoes. They wanted to be cooperative with the role model that they had. I was their role model. Now, whether I was a good role model or a bad role model is immaterial. What was the fact was that I was a role model. And they followed what I did. And this is how all of life is around us. If we are a sincere role model, people will follow us according to who we think we are. If we are a sincere person in our world, all the world will realize who we are. We can't change the status quo, but we can put our role model cause in motion, and everyone can look upon us and say, oh, that's the way you do it. Oh, okay. Oh, that's the accepted attitude around here. Okay, fine. Oh, I see. I understand. And I cooperate. It's not, you got to, because that's antagonism, and that will only bring more antagonism and discourtesy of not doing it. But when you're just a role model, if you like, we take off our shoes because it's dusty up here. We want to keep the dust off the carpet as much as possible. Of course, our stocking feet protect the carpet from our greasy feet, and that's good too. But it's just the way we do things here, just the way I do things here. And I don't say we, because if I say we, then it means they too. But if I say I, then I am the role model, and whether I am sufficient as a role model or not is evident by whether they take off their shoes or not. Now, if they don't take it off, I don't become upset for myself being an inadequate role model. I merely recognize that, hey, I am not demonstrating my role model quality sufficiently, and just keep on doing it. Just keep on doing it. And little by little, moment by moment, my role model work is done. It's wonderful. It's exciting. It's something that every one of us can do in our life. And as we do this, we feel that we're not training dogs. We're not training cats. We're not working with animals. We're working with a divine human being. A divine human being such as we are. And I respect myself as a role model, and everyone else respects me as a role model too. And in that way, the status quo is changed from another point of view to the point of view of the role model that I am. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.